It's the 2nd of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. The 2025 Bedford Junior Aquathon held over the weekend at Robinson Pools and Fitness and Bedford Park was a record-breaking success with 173 participants. Athletes aged 8 to 16 competed in swimming and running events tailored to their age group, ranging from a 66-metre swim to a 400-metre swim and a 2.8-kilometre run. Councillor Sarah Gallagher praised the event for promoting active lifestyles in the community. Participants received medals with trophies for top finishers in each age group. Parents and attendees appreciated the event's organisation and friendly atmosphere. Sports Development Officer Amy Stevens expressed excitement for future events, including the next aquathon scheduled for October 12th. The body of a missing 66-year-old man from Biggleswade, known only as Peter, has been found. Peter went missing last Sunday evening, with concerned family members requesting help to find him on social media platform Facebook. Detective Inspector Natalie Fletcher of Bedfordshire Police's missing team said, "Our thoughts and sympathies are with Peter's family and friends at this time." The Bedford Cemetery Committee, along with councillors and the Mayor, marked the signing of the funding grant agreement for the town's first dedicated Muslim burial ground. Parvez Akhtar highlighted the five-year effort, with Bedford leading the way in offering such a facility. Mayor Tom Whitten praised the cross-party support, emphasising shared values and respect and inclusion. The project is now in its delivery phase and will be completed by White Horse contractors. To help Bedfordshire bikers know what to do if they see a biker down, Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue Service is running free courses during the year for motorcyclists and motorcycle clubs. The four-hour course, consisting of four modules, will run on Saturdays once a month between 10 and 2pm at Shefford Community Fire Station. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.